The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. Kicking off the Fishing and Outdoor Report, as he does each and every week, we bring in Gene Dellinger from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Gene, we're kind of ending the month of August on a little bit of a sour note with this heat and humidity. I'm guessing the one thing that for sure is happening is not as many people are hitting the lakes.
Yeah, no, there's been a lot less participation this last week or so, although the guys that are out there do seem to still be doing pretty decent on several of the lakes here.
Let's talk about the lakes, and what are you hearing as far as where are the hot spots?
Well, up here on Lake Mendota, the guys are still chasing perch around the lake, but there's a lot of small fish. Getting a lot of small bluegills on the lake here, too. So some of the good areas of fish are along the city shoreline, Lincoln School, Burley Street, Edgewater Motel, down by the Union. There's also some guys over on the west side by Spring Harbor and Marshall Park, and they've been getting some bluegills out on the bars, some decent bluegills out on the bars, like Second Point and Commodore and over by Burley and Dunn's Bar. I've all been a lot of small bluegills, but a lot of nice ones.
I know that we're going to be coming into a time of the year where the fishing is going to be phenomenal. Is that usually start up in September?
Yeah. I mean, there's windows of opportunity all year round. The worst time is during turnover, you know, when the lakes cool down from the surface, and during that period of time the fishing can be pretty difficult, but other than that the fishing is pretty good off and on all season. You just have to find some active fish.
Yeah, and as far as what you're selling a lot of right now in the bait shop, what are people buying?
Well, most of the guys that are pan fishing are either buying red worms or spikes, maybe some red worms, and the guys that are trying to catch a few walleyes have been buying some minnows and night crawlers. The guys have been trolling some night crawler harnesses and doing okay. Otherwise, they've been running some crankbaits for the walleyes.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You just got to find the right combination, you know?
Yeah.
Gene, for folks that are going to be making it up in your neck of the woods, where is DNS located?
Well, we're up on the northeast side of town. We're about 3 minutes from the Warner Bay boat landing. We're at 1411 Northport Drive. They can call us on the phone at 608-241-4225. Or they can check us out on Facebook at DNS Bait and Tackle.
Hey, Gene, always a pleasure to get caught up with you. Thanks so much for today's fishing report.
You bet.
Let's head up to Little Green, where Todd from The Landing is joining us. And Todd, I'm sure Little Green has been like a lot of lakes the last couple of days, maybe a little bit slower because of the heat and humidity.
Yeah, it's been pretty awful. You know, that hot weather, nobody really wants to fish in that. You know, there have been some people out swimming and stuff, but yeah, fishing's a little slow right now.
I know. And, you know, it, sometimes it takes changes in the weather to really turn the fish on. I know that low pressure changes, like right before a storm comes in, can sometimes be one of the best times to be out on the lake.
That is exactly when you want to go. Sometimes it's a little dangerous. You know, you don't want to be out there with the lightning and stuff. But, yeah, when there's a storm rolling in, you know, usually that's a really good time to go.
Yeah, you just got to have a fast boat to get back to shore, right?
Yeah, and on Little Green, it's not so big, so you get back pretty quick.
I was going to say, either that, or if you can do some fishing off of a pontoon with a roof on it, you know,
then you're sitting
pretty.
Right.
So what have been people, what have they been catching on Little Green? Has there been a lot of panfish being caught?
You know, there's been some guys catching crappies. I mean, they've been pretty steady all summer. They're in the deeper waters. A few walleyes were caught this week from some guys that were out crappie fishing using minnows. Muskie fishing, I think, I haven't heard too much on that. Not too many guys are out fishing muskies in this hot weather, so that's been a little slow. But you know, for this time of year, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, another week or so, we'll be back into the 70s, and the fall patterns will be starting pretty soon.
Fall patterns. I think that's one of the things that is a lot of times is underestimated. You know, people always talk about spring fishing because I think they're just excited to get on the water.
Yeah.
But man, some of the best fishing that people can possibly have is when we start getting into those late days in September and into October.
Oh yeah, you know September usually on Little Green is the best month in the fall. October can be pretty good, but usually September, when it first starts to change over, that's when the fishing's really good out here.
And that's what it's all about. For folks that are making their way up to Little Green, how do they find the landing?
You know, we're on the south side of the lake. If you follow 44 around, we've got the signs out. Just we're right there.
All right, excellent. Todd, you have a nice weekend. I know you're going to be staying a lot in the air conditioning, so behave, okay?
Thanks a lot, Rich.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and now Mako Center Console boats, wants you to stop in and see their impressive showroom. 2021 models are now in, from pleasure boats to fishing boats. All Out Marine has the boat for you. Be sure to visit them for all your boating needs at their location on Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer.
You know, when we want to know what is happening on Beaver Dam Lake, and of course, just about any lake in the area, we get a hold of Pete Huff. And that's because Pete from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service of Beaver Dam fishes them all. So Pete, I know a lot of people have been struggling with water temperatures being so warm and air temperatures being so warm. What's it been like for you?
Well, the panfish bite has still been really good. Typically, when you get these warm temps, the panfish bite remains to be good. The perch has just been a kind of a statewide thing. It's just been, I think we had high water here several years ago, and those perch hatches have now gotten bigger. And there's perch bite anywhere from Green Bay, Winnebago, the Madison chain, really all over. These perch are biting, and just a matter of getting out there early when it's still cool out and getting them caught, because typically that morning bite is best. And other than that, the bluegill bite has still been really good on the Madison chain. Been out there getting those also. Yesterday he was out there again and did really well. And then also, if you get out on Lake Michigan, I know that salmon are starting to stage and starting to move up, getting ready to spawn here in September. So you can definitely catch them jigging or trolling, plasters and flies.
You know, Pete, you're bringing up Lake Michigan, and I wanted to ask you a question about that. When you go fishing on Lake Michigan, obviously you do this for a living, and you're really good at it. When you go on Lake Michigan, do you normally go with somebody that typically guides Lake Michigan, or do you just know where to go?
Yeah, I go with somebody that knows the water and is out there guiding all the time. And we were out there last week, did pretty well. And also, that water is a lot cooler out there, so it's like a free air conditioning, basically. The surface temps were about 70, and down 20 feet, it was 45 degrees.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, so that just being around and fishing there is a lot cooler. And then you get back on land, obviously it's hot out, but anyways, just another area. And yeah, just like Green Bay too, you can fish there, and perch and walleyes are biting there in a lot of areas. And still cool when you're in the boat, but you get on land and it's a little bit hot out. So
all I can say is it does really make sense, just like with you as a fishing guide, to really hire somebody that knows where they're going, because it's going to save you time, going to save you probably some money from driving around, and aggravation, because you're going to probably at least at some point find some fish.
Exactly. Yep. Pretty much people I've been taking, they show up and everything handed to them, and we're on fish, and they go home with a nice amount of fish, and they're happy. And yeah, it's an ongoing trend here.
Let's talk a little bit about your guide service for folks that really want to be able to find fish. How do they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 608-609-2707, or you can find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Bait. And the bait shop is at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. It's 24/7, so stop on in, get what you need, and get out there and enjoy the fishing.
Excellent. Well, Pete, we appreciate the update, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, he's the guy that we go to every time we want to find out where the bass are hitting. We're talking about our bass pro, Rick Wendland, who is joining us today. And Rick, it sounds like last week you were one of the many fishermen that kind of struggled a little bit with those hot temperatures and that humidity.
Absolutely. I mean, your intro was find out, this is the guy to find out where the bass are biting. I think you got to ask somebody else, because I'm struggling. This has been a bad, like, 2 week stretch here. I mean, I'm catching fish. I mean, but not the numbers. You know, I mean, every trip's a 4, 6, 8 fish trip, and you know, it should be a 20 fish trip. I mean, it's been hot. The weather's hot. I mean, a frog bite right now seems to be the thing to do, and that's open water, under trees, in the lily pads, in the slop. I mean, they're eating frogs, but as far as, you know, regular normal fishing, rock piles, islands, weed lines, it just seems like it's not happening.
Is it water temperature related, do you think?
I think so. I mean, you know, yesterday I went out in Fox Lake here, the water was 79.8, so I mean 80 degrees. I think these fish have just gotten lethargic, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, this time of the year, it's the first 2 hours, last 2 hours of the day, and during the day, these fish just aren't eating.
Right. So typically when you go out, Rick, this time of the year when it is hot, do you try to, I mean, do you literally go out in the early morning and the late evening, or do you just stick with one?
Well, I'm an early riser the way it is, and I'm usually, you know, if I'm going to go fishing, I'll be on the water by 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Sure.
You know, lately it's been so darn hot that, you know, 11 o'clock I'm home already. But, you know, it's that early morning bite. I mean, sometimes you can get in a really good topwater bite early in the morning when the fish are feeding, but it just seems like after 9 o'clock you might as well go home.
Yeah. I know that, you know, our area lakes, when it comes to panfish, we've had some pretty good success with panfish, but that obviously is going to be different. I heard somebody complaining about trying to go out and catch walleyes, and they're like, all I'm catching is bass. So, you know.
Well, who's that guy? Let me get a hold of that guy.
Complaining about catching too many bass. Is that even possible, Rick?
It's not even possible. That guy needs his head examined or something. There's no such thing as catching too many bass. But if you're a walleye guy and you're trolling, I guess that could be a problem. But that guy should get a hold of me, and then I'll give him some walleye secrets, and maybe we'll trade a few ideas.
I like that idea. Do a little fish trading, you know, fishmongering. Exactly. Fishmongering, I believe they call it. So, Rick, for folks out there that do want to go out and catch some bass, typically you do have a lot of success. How do they get a hold of you to line up a trip?
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467.
All right. Well, hey, Rick, good luck the rest of the week and in the weekend, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
All right, Rick.
You know, when we want to know what's going on, like, completely on Fox Lake, I mean, get all the details, the down and dirty, so to speak, we go to Dave up at Fishtails on Fox Lake. And, Dave, I don't know if it's been like this for you guys on Fox Lake, but, man, everybody else I'm talking to, with the exception of the Madison chain where they're catching still quite a few bluegills and perch, that bite has slowed down with the heat and the humidity.
Yes, it has. It's been a tough bite all over the area. The thing is if you get out early in the mornings or in the evenings, you can catch fish. It's just people that fish in the middle of the day, it's been very difficult. You just got to move around. You can scratch out some fish, but it's just not like it normally is right now.
Dave, what about yourself? I know that you are avid when it comes to fishing. Have you been out the last week?
Yesterday I was on Big Green Lake, and we hammered the bluegills, and we caught some really nice smallmouths. And we were like the only boat in the area. So, yeah, there's fish being caught in different areas, but Green Lake was really good yesterday.
Sure.
I've been out here with clients, and it's been tough. You know, we'll catch some fish, but it's usually a lot better.
Right. Usually you guys are taking in 15, 20, 25 fish instead of you're getting 4, 5, 6 fish, right?
Right, right.
What about Lake Emily? Has there been any action on Lake Emily?
Just people fishing off of their piers. I don't see a lot of boats out there right now. It's quite weedy, but people I know that live on the lake have been catching fish right off their piers. So, you know, if you are going to go out there, you know, you want to concentrate around them.
Sure. And what are they catching on Lake Emily?
Bass and some panfish.
Yeah, I heard the bass bite on Lake Emily has been fairly decent at times.
Yeah, it has. It has.
What about walleyes on Fox Lake? Is there have you heard anything?
Well, I had a guy in this morning, and he goes out every day an hour before light and trolls, and he's been getting some fish. He said he's disappointed that he isn't getting more, but he had one that a couple weeks ago that was 29.5, and
wow,
you know, there's fish to be had out there. But again, you want to go early and late in the day when the weather's like this. It's when they're most active, and the middle of the day is just almost a waste of time.
Well, it is, because they're almost like taking a big siesta.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
they do.
So for folks that are coming up to the Fox Lake area, where do we find your location at Fishtails?
We are right on Highway 33 by the bridge in Fox Lake. You can't miss us.
Excellent. Well, hey, Dave, as always, thanks for the update.
Okay, thanks.
Gary Engberg is the author of that great website, GaryEngbergOutdoors.com. He joins us to wrap up the Fishing and Outdoor Report and talk about what's going on right now on our area lakes and streams and rivers. And Gary, I know with the heat and humidity, it kind of turns off some fishermen from hitting the water.
It turns off some fish, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what's that hot weather is really, really tough fishing. And the best thing to do when we have this 90-degree weather is if you're going to go fishing, go early in the morning, you know, soon after sunrise, and or go, you know, after you know, sunset in the evening. Both of those are, the fish will move shallow to feed when things cool down. Or there's some species, northern walleyes will bite at night even during this weather.
Sure.
But I did talk to a lot of people, northern Wisconsin, Vilas County, Iron County, Sawyer County, are all doing very good on muskies. Muskies seem to be the key. Most people are casting a lot of topwater baits, a lot of spinny baits, depredators. You know, these are all good, and then they'll have, you know, we could have three rods in Wisconsin with
right.
them. So you can put out some live bait while you're casting, which sometimes will work, because you'll get a follow-up from the fish, and then you'll see your sucker sitting there, and a lot of times you're going to take it. And the Madison chain has been pretty good, but, I mean, everyone I talk to is saying Lake Wisconsin has been crummy.
Right.
They couldn't find any, well, no one can find any walleyes. I tried to figure out where they went. But, you know, Fisher, you think you got a pattern down, and you can just go out one day and, you know, you blow the whole thing up, because Fisher, you know, are unpredictable.
Right. And I know one thing, Gary, that is predictable, and that is if there is a storm moving in, that's a lot of time when you're going to get your best bite.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, for sure. And in the area like here, Mendota has been so-so for smallmouth and northern pike, and there aren't muskies in Mendota unless they've gone through, you know, the locks and stuff like that. It's possible, but I haven't heard anyone catching them. But Lake Mendota and Minwabisa and Kiganta are all real good lakes right now, and it seems to be the best bait is just the topwater bait, like I told you before, and, you know, they seem to be working very well now. They should continue working and catching some fish, you know, what's in this, you know, the next 2-3 weeks.
Right.
You know, we have water temperature is close to 80 degrees. So we've always said, you know, don't even fish for fish that are, you know, really susceptible to heat.
Right.
Like muskies can die pretty easy.
Sure.
So we say CPR, catch, photograph, release.
Right. And I know, Gary, like you were mentioning, with the heat, obviously the water temperatures need to come down for those fish to get active again.
Yep.
We are coming into a time of the year, and we'll talk about this more next week. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the great seasons that are starting to, you know,
both seasons almost here.
I know. It's insane to realize how close we are to so many of these great seasons that outdoor people look forward to. Gary, for people that have never had a chance to visit your website, where do they find you?
Find me at www.GaryEngbergOutdoors.com. And you can phone number, email there. You can call me or write me anytime. Usually I can get back to you in, you know, a day or so.
Excellent. Well, Gary, you keep her going, and we will catch up with you again next week.
All right, Rick. Thanks a lot.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41ND at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing.